Now, it's the start of financial year, which means just one thing, tax time. And this year, there's good news for many. In the last week, the government passed its signature tax cuts through the Senate, meaning that up to 10 million Australians will receive a tax cut of up to $1,080. Well, to chat through the changes and how to file your tax return, we have Tax Communications Director of H&R Block, Mark Chapman, on the line. Mark, thanks for your time.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning. So the government's tax cuts have only just passed the Senate. Does this affect when we should be filing our tax returns?
Not really. Effectively, you can file your tax returns any time from now. Because the tax cuts have been legislated now, the ATO will be able to process those. They're not going to issue any refunds anyway for about another week or so, because that's the way their systems work. So by the time the refunds do start to flow through, that tax offset should be built in and ready to go for everybody who's already lodged.
Righto. And so what is the process, for those who don't know, for filing your tax return?
Essentially, you've got two options. You can either use a tax agent like H&R Block, or you can do it yourself using the ATO's My Tax system. If you choose to do it yourself, you've got until the 31st of October to lodge your return. If you use an accountant, you can potentially lodge right through until May next year. But to get that tax offset, you've got to lodge your tax return in the first place. So essentially, the faster you lodge your tax return, the faster you get the tax offset.
Sure, sure. And so what are some of the tax deductions that people don't realise they can claim?
Oh, look, it depends what your line of work is, but a very common one that a lot of people don't realise they can claim or forget to claim is the cost of home office expenses. So if you work overtime in the evenings or at weekends, you might have a home office where you do emails and do work. You can potentially claim some of your household costs, your heating bills, your lighting, your water, the cost of cleaning the room, the cost of depreciating the furniture that's in there, the cost of some of your home internet or your phone line. That's definitely worthwhile having, because so many people do actually work evenings and weekends from home these days. Lots of people don't realize they can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure lots of people don't, and I guess it is like a informal work environment, so that does make sense. Do you need receipts when claiming a tax deduction?
Yes. Essentially, the ATO insists on receipts. So if you've not got a receipt or an invoice for a purchase that you've made for work, the rule is that you can't claim the deduction. So even if you're entitled to the deduction, if you can't find the receipt, you can't really claim it. So it's essential, as you go through the year, every time you purchase something that relates to your job, your business, make sure you keep the receipt, maybe take a photograph of it with your phone so that it's safely stored electronically. And that will give you the gateway to your receipt, to your deduction come tax time.
Sure. And speaking of proof of purchase, the Australian Tax Office have said that they will be on the lookout for dodgy claims. What kind of deductions will they be keeping a close eye on?
Well, they're very interested in people who are using or claiming to use their cars for work journeys. You can claim up to 5,000 kilometres at a standard rate of 68 cents per kilometre. Which is fine. So if you're doing those work journeys, no problem. But I think the ATO believes that there are people who are claiming that 5,000 kilometre allowance without necessarily doing the journeys. So
right.
Do just be careful to make sure you've actually kept some record of the work journeys you've done during the year to prove that you've done the 5,000 kilometres.
Sure.
They're also looking at work-related clothing, people who are claiming for the cost of uniforms. The ATO believes that there are people claiming things like business suits. That's not allowable.
Right.
So it's got to be a genuine work-related uniform or some kind of protective clothing, like a hard hat or protective shoes or an overall, something like that. That's claimable. So just be careful that you're within the rules there. And also, things like union fees, professional subscriptions, and also the home office expenses that I've already mentioned. That's an area that the ATO is looking at as well, because I think that the ATO thinks that people are getting those claims wrong. They're potentially claiming too much in relation to their household expenses.
Right, okay. And so what happens if you unintentionally make a mistake in your tax return? What kind of penalties can you face?
The first thing that's likely to happen is that you'll get a letter from the ATO, or please explain, and you might have to produce some proof that you actually incurred the expense. That's where the receipt or the invoice will come in. If it turns out you have made that mistake, then, first of all, you'll have to repay the tax in relation to that amount, so that could reduce the size of your refund or could mean that you have to refund something back to the ATO. Mm. And they can charge penalties of anywhere between 25% and 95% of the amount of tax.
Yikes.
So depending on how complicit you've been in whether this is an inadvertent mistake or you've deliberately set out to avoid the tax. So it can be very expensive, and there's interest as well. So anything up to 9% interest. So it's expensive. It's worthwhile getting it right.
Yeah, and so speaking of getting it right, what are some of the biggest mistakes people make when filing their tax return?
Well, probably the biggest is not having the paperwork to support the deduction. So you're claiming something that you don't have a receipt or an invoice for,
sure.
And therefore you can't claim the deduction.
Okay.
Miscalculating claims. So things like the home office expenses or the motor vehicles, that's very commonly done, particularly for people who are lodging themselves and don't necessarily understand, you know, how the rules work, and claiming things that you're not entitled to. So the classic one is the business suit, the item of work related clothing you say you only wear for work, so therefore it must be tax deductible, but the ATO disagrees because that's not within the rules.
Mm.
It's these sorts of areas really where it's worthwhile getting a little bit of professional help and making sure that you're getting some advice as to what you can and can't claim. And then you don't really need to worry about the ATO coming knocking later on in the process.
Maybe think twice about those Prada pair of shoes you've bought.
So
going back to the tax reforms recently, there's been speculation that Australia is sliding into a recession. Do you think these tax cuts could help boost the economy?
Well, could indeed. I mean, the amounts that many people will get are quite substantial. You know, over $1,000, $1,080 for anybody earning between $48,000 and $90,000. And that would be millions of Australians would fall into that bracket. So all of those people are potentially going to be getting $1,080 in their pocket. I mean, some people will save it, some people will pay it off the mortgage or pay down other debts, but some people will go out and spend it. And that's good news for Australian retailers, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, should we be heading out to the shops to spend our extra money, I guess?
Oh, it depends on your financial situation.
Depends on you, yes, of course.
Yeah, I mean, everybody treats these sorts of things differently. You know, if you do have some big credit card debts or other debts with high interest rates, it's worthwhile paying those down. But, you know, some people will just see this
priorities.
As a windfall. So, yeah, if it is a windfall, go out and spend it. It's entirely down to your own preferences and your own financial position.
Of course. Well, Mark, thank you very much for your time on the show this morning. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for the tips.
No problem. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
That was Mark Chapman from H&R Block chatting to us about how to prepare for tax time. Some hot tips there, some common mistakes people make when claiming their tax deductions, and some areas to think about.